It's here and now.
Es la linda y preciosa, sobre todas las cosas. Yo mantengo en mi mente tu memoria, Puerto Rico.
Wait, it's not Saturday night. That's the theme music for WBUR's iconic Latin music show Con Salsa with Jose Maso, who's been hosting it for more than 40 years in both Spanish and English. But in recent weeks, this island of civility and fantastic song has become a beacon of hope and information. Jose is from Puerto Rico. He's been interviewing reporters on the island, offering words of consolation for those here on the mainland, and focusing more of his music on the music of his native land. He joins us now to share some of it. Jose, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Robin. A pleasure to be with you.
Well, and you know, I've been thinking about you so much. First, tell us, what have you heard from friends and family on Puerto Rico?
Well, thank God everyone is okay. On my brother's side, the house that he inherited in the southern part of the island, which was my grandmother's house, was destroyed. But it'll be reconstructed. So I think we're doing pretty well.
Yeah. So, you know, I listen. Mm-hmm. And one night a couple weeks ago in particular, you were giving out information about fundraising, talking to Simon Rios, a reporter from WBUR on the island. And I can't believe how many songs you managed to find that mention Puerto Rico in them. So let's get started. Give us a listen. What should we hear?
So one of the things that has occurred, which we expected, of course, is that a number of artists have composed songs having to do with Puerto Rico. Not only the Puerto Rico of yesterday, but the Puerto Rico of today, and the hope that these songs will inspire us so that we can be part of the reconstruction of the island. I want to start off with a song that was put together by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who many of us know as the genius behind Hamilton. Mm-hmm. He composed a song while taking a shower. He was on vacation in Austria, of all places, and thought about this song. He wanted to name all of the towns, the 78 towns right. In the country of Puerto Rico, and he did it by putting a song together titled Almost Like Praying, where he invited a number of different artists and singers to sing some segments of it and name the town. So here it is.
It's almost like praying.
I could hear this forever. Of course, it's the line from West Side Story and Maria, the song Maria. Say it's soft and it's almost like praying. Who are some of the artists?
You've got everybody from Rita Moreno, who was in West Side Story. You've got Rubén Blades, you've got Juan Luis Guerra, you've got Gilberto Santa Rosa. I think he went through the gamut of everybody he knows in the music business, and they all said yes. Jennifer Lopez, Mark Anthony.
Wonderful.
And they all appear on this recording, which is a fundraising song, by the way.
So we'll have it at hearnow.org. You can click on listen and maybe donate. What else?
And so at the same time, in Puerto Rico, artists that reside on the island decided to do the same thing, and they put together a song titled Isla Bendita, Blessed Island, and this is for fundraising as well for Unidos por Puerto Rico, and it goes something like this.
Isla Bendita,
los ángeles te consuelan, tu pueblo precioso grita ese coro.
Isla Bendita,
corazón tienes vuelas, tu gente.
Like for you to be from Puerto Rico, very much involved in the push for statehood, you know, of this U.S. territory, your family's there, and you're sitting in a studio and you're playing this music and you know other Puerto Ricans are listening.
Well, for me, it's been interesting because it's served both a purpose for myself and I gather now from the reaction of the audience for them as well. Because the songs, both the songs that I've always played that have to do with the island, but these new songs are songs that both make us recognize how much we love our island, regardless if we were born there or not, or regardless if we've been away for many years, like in my case, since 1970. Mm. But it also are songs that inspire us. And so I think it shows our resiliency, our fortitude, our wanting to make a difference moving forward and leaning in, as the word has been said, to really make a difference in making this a better country. It's become a moment where all of us are united. You know, 3.5 million that live in the island and the 5 million plus that live over here are now one community, one people.
Well, it's also an opportunity to remind people of the wonderful music that has always come from Puerto Rico. So let's hear another song.
So here's another one, Borinquen Se Levanta. Borinquen being the Spanish word for Borinquen, which was the original word by the Taino Indians, the natives who lived in the island, for Puerto Rico. And this is, again...
What's the word again?
Borinquen. In the original word for the Taínos, Borinquen. So this is a song put together by an artist named Yova Rodriguez, who composed it soon after the hurricane. He brought again musicians from the United States together to sing this song, and it features Germán Olivera on vocals, Borinquen Se Levanta.
Pero yo apuesto a los ríos, ningún huracán no se estanca, así que no tengan duda que Borinquen se levanta, así que no tengan dudas que Borinquen se levanta.
San Felipe luego. What's he saying?
So he says that even though you may fall, the fact of the matter is that you get up. And so the song Borinquen Se Levanta is Puerto Rico Rises. And so the themes that you will hear throughout all these songs is that one phrase, Puerto Rico Se Levanta, Puerto Rico Rises, the people of Puerto Rico will rise. We have fallen because of the hurricane, but that doesn't mean that we're out. It just means that for the moment we are down, but we will rise again. And when we do, we will rise even better.
Okay, we're going to link to all of these songs at hearnow.org. Let's hear another.
And so this one uses the theme again of Borinquen, but this time calling out the Borincano, meaning the people of Borinquen, and it's Levántate Borincano. Rise up, Borincano. Rise up, Puerto Rican.
And what styles are we listening to?
So this
here?
Last one is a plena rhythm, which is one of the folkloric rhythms from the island of Puerto Rico, with the coastal towns of Puerto Rico. And it also starts off with the cuatro guitar, which is a Puerto Rican guitar. And it then brings together both of these themes, right? The folkloric sound of the cuatro guitar and the plena rhythms of the island to a song that is very inspirational and, like the others, has made its way through the internet as a song that folks are listening to and enjoying as being part of this new Puerto Rican movement.
Yeah. You know what I'd love to hear, which we always hear on your program, and you play music from the Dominican Republic, I mean, for everywhere, but what's on your playlist that's a song that every Puerto Rican knows, it's a traditional or longtime favorite?
Well, this song was written by the great composer Rafael Hernandez, and it became super popular during the 1980s, 90s in the voice of Mark Anthony. He recently did a telethon along with his former wife Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez, which was titled Somos Una Voz, We Are One Voice, and they raised around $26 million. He ended the telethon with a live rendition of this song titled Preciosa.
Por siempre la llamaré. Isla del Caribe, Isla del Caribe, Borinquen.
Sublime. And what is he singing about?
Puerto Rico, Isla Preciosa, beautiful island of Puerto Rico. And this is a song that every Puerto Rican will sing along with. Whatever party you go to, they play this song, they will be singing to it.
Jose Maso, host of WVUR's Con Salsa, thank you.
Thank you.
Preciosa te llamo.